Flying is fun, but it's also hard, responsible work. And the man you're now going to meet knows the truth of both propositions. During Continental Air Command's 10 years, and for more than 10 years previously, flying has been an important part of his life. He has flown just about everything from Jennies to jets, including many air missions in Europe during World War II. You who have watched him on the motion picture screen and on television know him as Jimmy Stewart. In the Air Force Reserve, he is Colonel James M. Stewart. Colonel?
Thank you, Frank. Yes, I learned the fun of flying more than 20 years ago. But since then, many new concepts have been added to this business of flying, and certainly deepened our appreciation of that world of sky and space about us. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to join you because I like to be a part of whatever Continental Air Command and our Air Reserve forces are doing. It's a big job that was entrusted to Continental Air Command 10 years ago. This training to be ready of more than 500,000 Air Reservists from cities and towns all across the country, and to help them keep the skills they learned while in the service and to improve them, this took time and it took work. It also took a great deal of dedication on the part of our citizen airmen. When the need arose, the Air Reservists rose to it. They served gallantly to secure our liberties. Not alone in Korea, where they brought the sound of jet air power to MiG Alley, but here at home, where they leave their civilian pursuits to fly medical supplies and food to disaster areas, and where they serve on evenings and weekends to stay abreast of their fellow airmen in the active Air Force, and where Air National Guardsmen stand 24-hour shifts on runway alerts in order to be airborne in seconds in any emergency. And then, too, there's Continental Air Command search and rescue activity, which has been responsible for saving over 700 lives in just the past year and a half. Now, there are 700 birthday greetings that will certainly come from the heart. But, of course, the main business of all our Air Reserve forces is, and must be, instant readiness. Under Continental Air Command, we have come a long way during 10 difficult and dangerous years, and there are no grounds for belief that the next 10 will be less difficult or less dangerous. So I'm very proud to join my fellow citizen airmen across the nation in commemorating Continental Air Command's 10th anniversary.
Thank you, Colonel Stewart.